I'm recording. And yeah, so if you guys can just give me your name and tell me where you guys are from. What's your name?
I'm Kelsey.
You're Kelsey?
I'm Alex.
Alex, and where are you guys from?
Well, I live in the marina in San Francisco, and I'm from Roseville near Sacramento.
I live in Hayes Valley, and I'm originally from a small town in Northern California called Jackson.
Perfect. So how did you guys meet?
Our fake story or our real story?
We met online.
Wait, tell me your fake story.
Well,
you can tell.
Well, okay, so we met on Hinge, but we're always like, oh, we should probably think of a better story than that. So I'm a speech pathologist, and he is a doctor. So I don't know. We have, like, various stories that we've decided to tell to randoms, which actually don't even have those as part of it. I mean, one of them was that I was studying abroad in London, and that you were there for, what did we say?
I was there on a vacation, and she has a great British accent.
So that was one of our stories. Is that how we? That's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the real story is that we met online.
Yeah. What was it that you guys decided that? Oh yeah, she's the one, or I like him, or I like her. What was that moment like?
I'm curious to hear what you think.
How do you?
I mean, she's beautiful. She has a passion for life. She's very fun to be with. I think it's amazing what she does in her career. She's a pediatric speech pathologist, and she will tell me all about working with kids, and I can tell how much of an impact she's had on them. So I think she's a very well-rounded and just wonderful person. And I have a lot of fun with her. Your turn.
That was beautiful.
I think that I'd had a lot of first dates by the when we did go on a first date, and he was the first person that I really went on any other dates with, because our conversation, it felt so easy. And like, I felt like I could really just be my ridiculous, weird self, like that part of us that we always know is there and that maybe sometimes we don't share with other people, but it came out really easily, and I just felt really alive around him. So, I mean, initially, I think that was a big part of it.
Yeah. What was your guys' first date? What did you guys do?
So we chatted online for a little bit, and I asked her out. Then a month later, she says, yes, I'd love to go out. Like, no time had passed.
Yeah.
So on first dates, I think often I just keep it more casual, don't do anything too big or grand. So we just went and grabbed drinks at a place called the Beer Hall right by my house. Yeah, it's just fun, just being able to, like, see how it is just chatting with someone and seeing if there's a spark, if you can connect easily. It's the most important thing. So yeah, we just went and had a few drinks and had a great time.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing because in his defense, I did say, he was like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, oh, I don't care. You can pick, because I live in the marina, and I feel like it can be kind of a black hole and that I don't leave. And so he picked the place, and then after we had drinks, I found out, he's like, do you want to go, like, to my place and have another drink? And I'm like, sure, because the place closed kind of early. Well, the place that we'd gone to happened to be literally right under his apartment building. I was like, are you kidding? So, yeah. Good job.
It's just coincidental.
Uh-huh.
That was beautiful. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.